For well over a year, prosecutors have been investigating insider trading in the hedge fund industry. Last month, the FBI searched the offices of several funds in our area and arrested and charged a New Jersey man. And they say there are large networks of information peddling yet to be uncovered. WNYC's Ilya Meritz reports prosecutors are using a tool that makes some people on Wall Street very uneasy: wiretaps.
Usually, when the FBI listens in on phone lines, agents want to hear about shipments of cocaine or mobsters ordering hits on their rivals. When they tapped Don Chu's line on July 14th last year, they got something different: earnings figures for a technology firm in Silicon Valley. Dull stuff? Not to the FBI. They say they heard Chu, a research consultant for hedge funds, give earnings information about that tech company to a hedge fund client 7 days before the tech company publicly released the information. So the hedge fund had a week to trade stock based on information others didn't yet have. It's the textbook definition of insider trading. It's on tape, and it makes white-collar defense attorney Andrew Frisch very uncomfortable.
It's America 101. You only use as intrusive an investigative technique as wiretaps when you need to.
You hear this a lot from defense attorneys. They say wiretaps were intended to track businesses that don't keep detailed financial records or pay taxes.
Like drug trafficking or espionage or racketeering. You can sort of think of the conversations that John Gotti and Sammy the Bull Gravano had at the Ravenite Social Club.
Now, not many hedge fund managers get mob-style nicknames or meet in social clubs in Little Italy. But U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara says it's time to junk the unwritten rule that says crime on Wall Street gets treated differently.
When sophisticated business people begin to adopt the methods of common criminals, we have no choice but to treat them as such.
That was in November 2009. The FBI had just arrested 14 people on charges stemming in part from secretly recorded conversations on prepaid cell phones. The previous month, they charged one of America's wealthiest men, Raj Rajaratnam, the founder of the Galleon Hedge Fund, with insider trading, again, using wiretaps to build their case. Anthony Barco is a former federal prosecutor who now directs New York University's Center on the Administration of Criminal Law.
What happened here, I think, was that white-collar prosecutors who tend not to come across ongoing crimes came across ongoing serious crimes.
Either through an anonymous tip or because they noticed irregular trading activity, prosecutors reached for a tool they've seldom, if ever, used in an insider trading case: wiretaps. Now, all wiretaps require a judge's consent based on evidence. And if you can get one, Barco says, it's the best way to monitor any crime in progress.
When you record people for a long time who are engaged in misconduct, you tend to get some pretty powerful evidence. And it's largely irrefutable because it's their own voice. They're recorded and they can't say they didn't say it.
Using wiretaps also sends a message to the industry as a whole. If you're doing something that even sounds like insider trading, knock it off. Tim Selby, president of the New York Hedge Fund Roundtable, believes his members welcome these probes.
I could say the community in general is all in favor of weeding out bad apples.
Because, Selby says, they tarnish the industry's reputation. But the investigations could also undercut a central selling point of hedge funds: their edge in trading. Hedge fund investor Neil Berger says hedge funds want you to think of them as smarter and faster than the other guys.
But a lot of managers have claimed that that's their edge, is that they just have better connections, they have better relationships with management, they have better relationships with the supply chain.
Perhaps the pressure to perform led some people to cross a line, though Berger doesn't think what Don Chu allegedly did is all that common. Since last year, wiretaps have helped the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York obtain 24 arrests and 14 guilty pleas in insider trading cases. Last month, a judge ruled recorded phone calls may be admitted as evidence in one of the planned trials, a decision that's sure to be challenged by defense lawyers. They say, with emails, trading records, and other documents available as evidence, the feds have no reason to listen in on people's phone calls. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.